Like many other Chinook salmon runs in the state, Southeasts have been declining for years. Troy Tinas manages the region's commercial salmon fisheries for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
And this is mostly attributed to the marine environment, whether that be near shore, the inside waters, or out in the ocean. When they get out in the ocean, they've been experiencing poor survival. It's not a freshwater related issue or necessarily a fishery harvest issue. It's just a survival in the marine environment.
But recent numbers are looking more promising. Tina says the northern panhandle is faring a bit better than the south. Although still considered poor, the Setuk and Alsek rivers and even the Chilkat near Haines are forecasted to have stronger runs than southern southeast this year.
In general, our forecasts for this upcoming year have been better than what they have been for the past several years. And that's the indication that we're seeing some better survivals out there. And hopefully that trend continues. And we start rebuilding these stocks up to a level where we don't have to take such severe restrictions and then again continue that rebuilding process to where we can start having some directed fisheries on these stocks again.
But even with the modest increase, the region's runs are still considered poor and fishing will be restricted for the time being. Tina says state managers have very few options to try and protect dwindling Chinook or King salmon stocks.
As far as management energy goes for these stocks, the only thing we can do is try to reduce harvest, which we have been doing for a number of years, and that's been through emergency order actions and then actions that have been dictated through the stock concern action plans that were approved by the Board of Fisheries.
Quite a few fisheries harvest king salmon in Southeast. Commercial fisheries like the Troll, Seine, and Drift gillnet fisheries, as well as sport and subsistence fisheries.
All those fisheries have taken limitations, whether it's been in the case of the commercial fisheries, meant non-retention in the purse seine fishery, reducing in drift gillnet fishery, reducing area that's open, as well as time during the when the Chinook salmon are running. Same thing with troll fishery. Troll fisheries probably have the largest closures in the winter troll fishery and the spring troll fisheries, with areas being severely restricted and time being cut. And then sport fishery, there's been non-retention implemented in a number of areas around the terminal areas, especially around the terminal areas of these wild systems.
Tina says in some cases it's been a dramatic reduction, with allowable harvest as low as 5% of expected runs.
We've been doing about all we can do short of having a massive closures in all these fisheries. And those restrictions that we have been taking in recent years have been very effective in reducing the harvest rates on these stocks.
In the sport fishery, much of the inside passage from Ketchikan to Skagway has strict non-retention measures in place until midsummer, except in very limited hatchery areas. Tina says those measures will continue this year, retention limits, time and area limits, pretty much everything Fish and Game has been doing to try and protect Southeast Kings.
This isn't, you know, just Southeast. We've seen Chinook salmon stocks up and down the coast have been in a state of decline. But in Southeast, it's from one end of Southeast to the top end, where we have stock concern listing for the Unic River, for the Stikine River, for Andrews Creek, and Taku River, and Chilkat, as well as the King Salmon River.
Fish and Game won't set an all-gear King Salmon harvest limit until April. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.